Well, I think the society at large was constantly about beauty and like being young and that sort of vitality. And then at home, everyone was like trying to achieve that by being on various diets all the time and by trying out various new skin creams, like some of the ones that came out. Retinol? Is that a thing?
I've never heard of that one.
Yeah, I remember when retinol came into my house as a child and I was like, retinol, like, what is that? That sounds so scary. And it had like a prescription marker on it and like people were rubbing it on their faces.
But was this just women? When you say people, was it women?
It was my mom and my aunts. Retinol and what was the other one? There was like some kind of an acid face wash that came in, like a glycolic acid. I was like, everybody is like melting their faces. So it was very prevalent. Like that, I think that another interesting thing about it is that as a gay man, it's comparable to the way women are advertised too. I think gay men and women share sort of a common predator in the marketing world that recognizes like this is a group that we can target, that we've kind of manufactured this false sense of needing to be beautiful and needing to be young. Again, more so than like a straight man, who the concept of that person is like they just get to age naturally. And, you know, the more weathered, the better. Like they look like more of a man. And it's rough and it's sexy. And I don't think that like women and gay men, there's a sort of more of a tendency to infantilize and, you know, like baby soft skin and all that kind of stuff. Like, why should we have baby soft skin? I'm 35.
Would you say, I mean, you say these are your products.
Yep.
So in a sense then, you have internalized some of those messages.
They have won with me. They have won. They are getting their dollars.
Yeah, right.
I guess I don't have any sort of brand loyalty, so maybe they haven't totally won. But